us.
I'm a new listener and already a huge fan.
Good to hear your show. I listen to it just about every day. I'll
always love. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning here at 6:49 on a Tuesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
K-State hires new football coach, Chris Kleiman of North Dakota State.
Two.
Three people dead as big snowstorm hammers southeast U.S.
One.
Wichita Park Board turns down the only offer to buy McDonald Golf Course. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And those gasoline prices have been going down for quite a while now, but we've turned around and started heading the other direction, at least slightly. 10 cents a gallon up. We're seeing $1.99 a gallon out there today. So if you spot yesterday's price in the 187 to 189 range, I'd suggest going ahead and getting it at that price because those prices going back up. Traffic update brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman. And online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Partly cloudy and warmer today with a high of 57 degrees. Are you kidding me? It's going to be nice this afternoon. Yesterday's high was 45. Today, 57. Partly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 28. Wednesday, sunny. Tomorrow's high, 52. Partly cloudy now, south wind to 12 miles per hour and 31 degrees. When the weather outside is frightful, nothing keeps you cozy and warm like a hat. Hats always make a great gift, and Hatman Jacks has unique holiday gift ideas that can work for anyone, including gift certificates. Now open Sundays from 1 to 5 p.m. until Christmas at the Clock Tower in Delano, Hatman Jacks. Steve and Ted in the morning, and Steve and Ted poll question there on our webpage, knssradio.com. And Ted, we're going to retire the question, which holiday greeting do you usually use this time of year?
Okay.
This is the final tally.
Yeah, where do we end up?
Either Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays, it doesn't matter, got 4%. Other, 9%. Happy Holidays comes in at 28%, and Merry Christmas at 60%, which is about, I don't know, maybe a little smaller than I thought Merry Christmas would.
Much lower than I thought it would be.
Yeah. Steve and Ted poll question on our webpage. Today's question, how early do you finish your Christmas gift shopping? By the time December rolls around, I'm almost done, or I'll be rushing around right up until Christmas, or I'll finish with a couple of weeks to spare. I'd like to know what you're going to do with that. I'll get in there and make my vote in the Steve and Ted poll question on our webpage, knssradio.com. You got yours done yet, Ted?
Nope.
You know,
I'll be on the tail end of that thing. I'm always out. I'm always shopping on Christmas Eve.
Well, I'm thinking
there's always one or two more things left to do on Christmas Eve.
I got something really nice for Shelly, but I think there's at least one more thing I want to get. She's already got one of her own presents she has purchased. And said, that's my question. So it's not going to go under the tree. And I know her well enough to know that she likes presents under the tree.
Ah.
So I'm going to have to find a couple more things here.
All right. Get to it.
6:52, Steve and Ted. Four.
What is today? This is the 11th?
So the 11th.
So Christmas is 2 weeks from today.
It's like 14 days. I've got it here someplace. But, yeah, 14 days until Christmas. 6:52 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And Don Grant, CFP the Money Tracker, is with us.
Morning.
Good morning, Don.
How are you?
Well, good. What's happening, Chief?
Well, we're talking about strategies between retirement and big benefits.
Ooh.
You know, when to file for Social Security benefits is calculated. It's a calculated risk of lifespan. Social Security payouts grow dramatically in those golden years between the retirement age and 70. That can grow your income. However, your IRA may continue to grow as well. So taxable income may also bump you into a higher tax liability bracket. Now, from a financial and tax planning point of view, the period between age 65 or 66 and 70 is an often underappreciated time period. There are several things that go on in those 5 or 6 years that require careful decision-making and action. Social Security benefits accelerate more than 8% each year when you wait to file between those years. IRAs can continue to grow in value, thus triggering a much larger required minimum distribution at age 70 and a half. And many couples will enjoy a very low tax rate before they take on income from Social Security and their RMDs. Well, the couple's standard deduction is now $24,000. That means the first $24K earned by a couple is untaxed. So if combined income is, say, $100,000, the effective federal tax rate is about 8.5%. Once RMDs kick in and a couple's begin collecting full Social Security, their tax liability could easily double. Consider beginning a systematic conversion of a traditional IRA assets to a Roth IRA. Paying 8 or 10% now for the privilege of being able to grow your money tax-free later, thus reducing your RMD amounts, may be a good use of your tax dollars. With your Roth set up, place the most aggressive, possibly stock, investments into the account. When you enjoy big gains, the Roth will absorb the tax liability. In the current form, the Affordable Care Act provides health care subsidies of your income if it's low enough to qualify for them. Now, they are based on age, income, health care costs around the country. Now, the higher the health care premiums, the higher the subsidies. If you can limit your income from RMDs, once again, back to them, and Social Security, even just a few years, those subsidies can make a considerable difference. As with any tax strategies, work with your certified financial planner and a tax specialist to make sure it works for you. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call, number 634-2222.
Without going into a lot of personal detail about what had been 7 years ago, my older brother Mike passed away. He had retired at the age of 62.
Yeah.
And lived about another 6 months, and that was it.
Oh, my goodness.
And when that happened, I got to thinking seriously about, you know, you just don't know. There are so many unknowns.
Yeah. Well, as I stated,
you plan as well as you can.
Yeah, as I stated up front, you know, it is a game of longevity. Yeah. You know, how long are you going to live? So take care of yourself. Do what Dr. Sanjay Gupta says, you know, and keep in shape and eat right. And
yeah, Ted, eat your vegetables. There you go.
Yeah, Ted loves vegetables. Vitamin C, chocolate.
There you go.
Vitamin M, mashed potatoes.
All right.
The cocoa
Vitamin
bean.
G, gravy.
All the C's. All right. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank
6:56, Steve and Ted coming up at 7 o'clock. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. Wichita Park Board turns down offer to buy McDonald's Golf Course. That story and more news at 7. Steve and Ted on KNSS.